Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk, the most fact-driven, unbiased, true crime channel. First on the docket, Bill Cosby is going home. Called it. Second, Josh Duggar rhymes with hugger. His trial has been delayed. Third, a juror has been fined for doing research on a case. Fourth, now we know what Derek Chauvin was referring to at his sentencing. Fifth, a Nebraska mom gets 60 years. And finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Crime Talk. My name is Scott Reich. Thanks for watching. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button as well as that little bell so that you receive notifications of when we go live or put up new content. Hopefully you joined us last night because we brought you the breaking news that Lori Vallow had been charged with conspiracy to commit murder down in Arizona right as we were getting ready to go live. Anyway, please hit that button. All right, first on the docket, Bill Cosby is going home, a free and innocent man. Okay, hate to say that I called it, but I called it. What was the big issue in that particular case? There were two really on appeal. First, Cosby claimed that he had a deal for basically a non-prosecution of any further incidents. That district attorney at the time cut the deal. The court said that deal is binding on the district attorney. But wait, there's more. The most significant thing, and I brought this up at the time, and you can go back and look at the video, and I called it 404B evidence, right? The evidence of other misconduct, not to show bad character evidence, but to show a pattern of conduct. There were witnesses who testified as to Bill Cosby's mistreatment of women going back to the 80s, okay? 404B evidence has to be very narrowly tailored, and it has to be very limited. Otherwise, it turns into a bad character fest, and guess what? It's prejudicial. But I assure you, as a criminal defense attorney, I am not a big fan of 404B evidence. It has to be very limited and narrowly tailored for it to come in. More cases get reversed on 404B evidence when it simply was not relevant and it is considered to be propensity evidence, right? Propensity evidence is evidence to show we believe that the defendant is a bad guy. Look at all these things that he's done in the past. He's a bad man. That is strictly prohibited under the rules except for a very narrowly tailored exceptions to show motive, modus operandi, absence of mistake. But if it's simply there to show bad character evidence, it's impermissible, unfair trial, and in this particular case, it may get Mr. Cosby a new trial. What did the Pennsylvania Supreme Court say? That the bad character evidence, the 404B evidence, overwhelmingly turned into bad character evidence, and therefore, case reversed, statute of limitations has run, deal with the prosecutor done, you can't recharge Mr. Cosby. He's going home. Now, let's be clear. Do I think Mr. Cosby did all these terrible things? Yeah, I do. I think it's rather convincing that he used his position to get these women to his room or wherever they engaged in activities, and he probably roofied these ladies or used the equivalent of roofies at the time. But he's also protected under the law, and you can't just change the law to get somebody that you no longer like. You have to go based upon the law. Now, this is why appellate courts are so important. The trial courts have to deal with the emotion. They have victims sitting in the courtroom. They have family members sitting in the courtroom. They don't want to be perceived as being the mean, bad guy at the trial court level. But they still have a duty to do their job. All right? Their job is to look at the facts, apply the law, let the chips fall where they may. This is what happens. It goes up to the appellate courts. The appellate courts look at a cold, hard record, and they just get to read it. They're not in the courtroom. They don't have to deal with the emotions of it. And they say, you misapplied the law. And why? They do what the law shouldn't allow. And they allow emotion to come into the process. The law should be devoid of passion or prejudice. That's why it's supposed to be. Look at the facts, look at the law, apply the law. That's it. Anyway, Bill Cosby going home, district attorney in this particular case, and the court looks like they completely overstepped based upon the opinion, what we've seen thus far. Next on the docket, Josh Duggar, rhymes with hugger. Well, he had a trial date coming up here in July. His attorneys asked for additional time because they had a busy trial calendar, as well as they needed additional time for their own forensic computer examiners to take a look at the computers. The attorneys for Mr. Duggar wanted the case moved back at least 6 to 8 months. The judge says, no, we're going to start trial November 30th. The prosecution objected to any continuance because basically said, hey, you can do what you need to do, and we don't need to continue the trial date just yet. So Duggar's trial, November 30th, he's going to get himself a Christmas jury. That's for sure. Still think there's going to be a plea bargain in that particular case because the odds are too high. We did a video about that where we walked through where he would be on the federal sentencing guidelines. On a little bit of a side note, Josh Duggar, rhymes with hugger, he was part of his family's TV show. I think it was then called 19 Kids in Counting. Well, the family has continued on and it's called Counting On. Well, they're getting canceled, probably because, well, they didn't cancel Josh Duggar, rhymes with hugger. The TLC channel has announced that they're no longer producing Counting On. The channel said they want to give the family time to take care of their situation, Josh Duggar, privately. They've been canceled. All right. Next on the docket, a juror has been fined $11,000 for doing his own research on a case, and it resulted in a mistrial. And if anyone's ever sat on a jury, the judge will tell you, you can't look up the parties, you can't do your own research, it'll cause a mistrial. Finally, a federal criminal judge in New Jersey said, enough. The court was informed by juror number 12 that juror number 7, a guy by the name of Stephen Miley, had performed outside research related to the case, which was in violation of the court's orders. Juror number 7, Stephen Miley, told the court when asked, did you conduct research? And he said yes. The court said mistrial. The court set a hearing, basically a contempt hearing, for Mr. Miley. Now Mr. Miley, because he thought he was going to be his own little detective, now has to pay $11,227 for violation of the court's orders. That includes also having to pay the daily juror fees as well as mileage to and from the courthouse. Finally, this is something that needs to take place. When you go to court, you're a juror, you are given a specific task. You have one task: listen to the evidence, reserve judgment until you hear all the evidence in the case, and then follow the court's instructions, applying the legal and competent evidence that's admitted in court and apply that to the jury instructions. Not carrying your own biases, not doing your own research, trying to be an advocate for one side. I applaud juror number 12 who reported juror number 7, and I hope it hurts juror number 7 when he has to come up with the money, because he caused a lot of people a lot of pain, because a mistrial means you have to do it all over again. All the parties have to appear. You have to reschedule all your witnesses. And frankly, this should happen more. I saw one judge once when we were doing a voir dire in a very serious case. The juror didn't show up on time. She was on her own schedule and she was already in the box. When she came back like 30 minutes later, the judge said, go have a seat in the back of the courtroom. We'll set a hearing for your contempt date shortly. And that's what needs to take place. Jurors need to do their job It's public service, but you don't get to be a detective. All right, let's take a quick recess. Please go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up for a background subscription service. You'll be happy you did. If there's anyone out there you were ever curious about what was in their background, now is the time to do it. If you're going to get involved with somebody, now is the time to do it. When you go to crimetalksearch.com, you put in the name, literally millions of public records are searched and a report is generated. And it's going to give you a report. If they have multiple social media accounts, you're going to find it. If they have multiple phone numbers, multiple email addresses, it's going to be found. And more importantly, you're going to get information regarding criminal history. Hopefully the person you're searching has none whatsoever. But if it's there, it's going to be found. You're going to get everything you'd want to know, whether you're going into business or whether you're going into a personal relationship, you're going to be able to find out the information you want to know. So go to crimetalksearch.com, sign up today. You'll be happy you did. Next on the docket, as most people know, Derek Chauvin was sentenced last week to the 22 and a half years in a prison regarding the death for George Floyd. He didn't say much at his sentencing hearing other than he was basically give his condolences to the Floyd family and said, there's something in the works. I hope it'll give you some peace and solitude. I said at the time, maybe that means they're reaching a deal in the federal case. I called it. That's right. Apparently, there's a deal in place for Chauvin to plead guilty in federal court to violation of Mr. Floyd's civil rights. And it's anticipated that he would get 20 to 25 years in a federal prison and that that sentence would then run concurrent together with the sentence in the state court case. Under the plea agreement, it's being reported that Derek Chauvin would be allowed to serve his time in federal prison. Now, I'm not saying you want to go to prison. I've never spent any time in prison other than seeing clients there. However, most have said if you want to have a choice between state prison and federal prison, you want to go to federal prison. Yes, you'll serve a little bit longer sentence, but the quality of life is much better. So at least now we have an idea what Derek Chauvin was referring to at his sentencing. Now, next on the docket, a Nebraska mom got 60 years for a sleepover. Okay, you would think somebody had died. Nope, she was just assaulting her daughter's friends. So Christina Greer, we brought you this story a few weeks ago, and I said that nothing good ever happens at sleepovers because people simply do what they can't do at home. And there's been known to be an occasion where bad things happen by people that are allowing the sleepover to take place. A lot of people gave me a lot of grief and said, oh, Scott, you're a fun hater. I can't believe you didn't let your kids have sleepovers. Yes, my kids had sleepovers. But when they get to a certain age, right, you don't have sleepovers anymore. It's just, you don't do it. You just shouldn't do it. In this particular case, Ms. Greer was convicted back in March on 3 counts of abuse of a child of the sexual nature, 6 counts of felony child abuse, as well as witness tampering. The victims were 2 boys ages 12 and 13 who had been over for a sleepover with her then 12-year-old daughter. Now, I understand if you can have sleepovers, but you don't have the opposite sex over for sleepovers. Just saying. The jury believed that Ms. Greer had groomed the boys to take advantage of them and also took some sexually explicit photographs. Her own daughter testified against her that she provided alcohol to the young sleepover guests and they became intoxicated. After the police were notified, Greer told everybody to delete any incriminating images or text messages on their phone. Well, guess what? She got a 60-year sentence. Wow. You don't need to always be the cool mom, right? Parents' job is not to be your kid's best friend. It's to be the adult in the room and say, no, you can't do crazy stuff like this. I wonder if she thinks it was worth it. Somehow, I doubt it. Next on the docket, our dumb criminal contestant of today. Today we have two co-conspirators, two complicitors. Please meet Tavares McKinney, 22, and Kiana Halliburton. Wait, what has been the theme lately? That's right, it's involved food. What's the food of the day? Is it chicken nuggets? No, but you're close. A spicy chicken sandwich. Apparently, Mr. McKinney and Miss Halliburton thought that their spicy chicken sandwich from Burger King was just a little too hot. They approached the people at the food store and apparently became upset with the answer that, well, that's the way we make our spicy chicken sandwich, hence the name spicy. Well, then Mr. McKinney and Halliburton departed for a few minutes, returned, and fired multiple shots from the road into the parking lot. Two female victims were hit by the gunfire, and two other women were also shot at during this time. So clearly, these two are our dumb criminal contestants of the day. Let's analyze why they're so dumb. Well, first of all, it's a spicy chicken sandwich. One would indicate that it's going to be spicy. But if it's too spicy, you throw it away. You don't go back and complain. You go back to the store and you complain in this particular situation and you leave, and then you fire at innocent victims who are just standing in the parking lot because you're upset that the spicy chicken sandwich is too hot. Are you kidding me? Okay, these two need to be locked up either A, because they're that dumb, or B, they do not know how to process things, and in that case, if this is how they react to a bad sandwich, they are a danger to the community. Well, Mr. McKinney and Ms. Halliburton, if you are crowned our Dumb Criminal Contestants winner of the week, you will receive a Crime Talk mug. You can use the beverage of your choice. I hear milk takes out the spiciness sometimes. You can fill the mug with whatever it is to take away that spicy feeling. And I bet you when you are in prison there in Tennessee, you are going to only wish that you could go to Burger King and have that spicy chicken sandwich made your way. That's all we have for you today. We'll continue to follow the Bill Cosby story as things develop. It's going to be interesting. And I hate to say I told you so, but I called it. Have a great day. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.